Welcome to Fun Friday.
Woohoo, it's Friday.
You're listening to Fun Friday here on KPCW 91.9 FM. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
And we have some fun for you. If you're looking for something to do, we will tell you what's up. We have a plethora. I think it's a Fun Friday first that we have seven guests for today's show.
It's action-packed, so buckle up.
We will be clipping along. Michael from The Mark will be here to explain pickleball, which was our secret of the week. And I am still amazed at some pickleball facts. I don't even know. I mean, we'll get into it with Michael and find out exactly what pickleball is and where you can play. We have Robin and Christy coming in from the Kimball Arts Fest to talk about that, which is going on next week. So that's kind of our secret, I guess, of next week. Is that there's the arts festival.
Some little arts festival.
Much of a, it's really, really small. Like, it takes over the entire Main Street area. But
it takes over the whole town.
That's cool. And then we have the Park Silly Sunday Market with a surprised silly person guest. So stay tuned for them.
I've called them Team Silly.
Team Silly.
Team Silly will be here.
We have the Silly Team representative talking about what's silly this week on Sunday. And then Summit County Fair. Travis has brought some guests with him. So we will be talking to Sterling and Kara from, I think they are horse-related people.
Yes. One of them is, so they've got, they're talking about the 4-H. There's the, Sterling is the agricultural director of the whole shenanigans, and then Kara is the, we'll talk about the open horse show. So there's a horse show. There's a lot of stuff. Are there any criminals this week?
Oh, we do have some
criminals. So
we will be ending the show with some crazy criminals, and of course, stay tuned for that. But we also have some stories that I found that are not on NPR. We do know that the royal baby was born this week.
Yeah, correct? Congratulations, George.
George of the Royals, friend to you and me. Anyway, so George will be they've got some gifts. Like that I'm going to look up the weirdest gifts that were given to the Royals.
Okay.
But we'll get into that.
Like little souvenir things.
Souvenir-y things.
Because I know the Royals are big on those kinds of souvenirs, and there's just tons of stuff. You think Disneyland's got stuff.
$780 million. Is what they anticipate that this will generate to the UK economy based on gifts and trinkets and things that
and
are
souvenirs.
Royal related.
Wow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
But I've got some weird ones to share with you. But in more pressing things, we also have fun things for you to do. So if you're putting your calendar together and you're trying to figure out what am I going to do on this fun
weekend. I'm so bored. What shall I do? What shall I do? Let's go right to the phone because I believe this
is Pickleball Boy.
I believe it's Michael.
Hello,
welcome to
Michael.
Hi, a bunch of you there. Hi, Jan. This is Mike O'Keefe at the PC Mark. How
yes,
are you?
Great. We love the idea of a sport called pickleball.
Well, fantastic. Well, you'll definitely be enjoying it not only through the winter, but we're really excited with our new renovation of our outdoor courts that'll commence on August 12th. We'll actually be adding 4 pickleball courts, permanent pickleball courts, to the 7 existing tennis courts. So we're really excited, and obviously we're getting way out in front, and excited to have pickleball here at the PC Mark.
Okay, so just throwing it out there, are any pickles harmed in the playing of this game?
Not a one, only the dog pickles, which is actually what the game was named for. Way back when there was no fences around this particular court and the folks were coming up with this game, there was a dog named Pickles that would retrieve the ball, and that is what history tells us is where the name of the game came from.
Okay, and it's played on a tennis court, but it's smaller.
Actually, it's played on a doubles badminton court, to be terribly precise. It'll obviously be played on the same surface as a tennis court, but yes, it is much smaller. It's about 44 feet by 20.
Okay, so like badminton, but it's with a wiffle ball.
Yes, it's actually kind of a modified wiffle ball. It's a little denser than a wiffle ball, but the original sport was played with a wiffle ball, yep.
Okay, and the rackets, are they like ping pong paddles or tennis rackets?
No, they're actually, they started off as wooden paddle rackets, kind of like you would see if you were familiar with the beach culture, a game called Kadima or paddle ball, where people stand in the sand and kind of bounce a little ball back. They started off with those paddles, and they are still wood, but actually they make them out of graphite and composites now. So you can have rackets with different weights and different densities, and obviously that'll give you a different feel off that plastic ball.
I'll go and do some research at the beach. Not a problem. Okay, so is it a team of 4 or 2 or 6? Who signs up?
It's played in doubles, so it's 2 people on each side. You can play singles, but predominantly it's played with doubles. The nice thing about right now that seemingly is the pickleball culture is due to the the scoring of the game, which is basically a game to 11, win by two. The games are relatively quick, so you actually get a lot of on and off. So if you have, let's say, one court of pickleball, usually you can be servicing 8 or 12 people at the same time. You know, 8 people will step off and, you know, have a Coke and a water and smile and laugh, and the other 4 will play for maybe about a 15-10 minute game, and then they'll all rotate around. So it's a very communal sport, and I think that's one of the big appeals of it, is the fact that, you know, you get a lot of people around a small space and they're chatting and cheering and a lot of fun.
Some fun. So yeah. I can show up as an individual, or I can bring my own team?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can. Right now at the Mark, we have 3 courts laid out in our gymnasium. On Tuesday and Thursday evenings beginning at 6 and Saturday mornings beginning at 9, you can come as an individual, come with a partner, a friend, a spouse, sign up. It's $3 for 3 hours, which is probably one of the better deals that we've got going on here at PC. And basically just jump right in. The other nice thing about pickleball right now is a lot of the more experienced players who have been playing for several years are very, very good at teaching. They don't mind taking the time and showing you the basics of the game, how to basically serve, how to hit the ball, how to volley. And so it's a very shared game. So a lot of times when you come on the Tuesdays and Thursday nights, you'll see the better players playing on one court, and then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, they're down on your court, and they're actually hitting the ball around with you, demonstrating and showing you how to play. So
I think it sounds like fun.
It is. It really is.
And
we're going to be offering lessons here probably towards the beginning of September. So as we start into the fall, we're going to be offering a clinic night, so people who do want to come and participate, it'll be specifically to them, so that they can really hopefully get the skills you need. And that's the nice thing about the game. The skill level is not terribly large. You a couple of quick skills and off you go, and you're playing, you're enjoying yourself.
I think it sounds like fun. So can you tell us about the Woody Social? I see that you've got a little social coming up.
Well, thanks for asking. Actually, yeah, the Woody is basically a little throwback to the past. Chris Vondera, one of our longtime patrons here, has a plethora of wooden tennis rackets. Ooh. And so what we do is we ask everybody to dress in all whites, and we come out and we play basically some round-robin format tennis with wooden rackets and the all whites. And last year we actually included, Wilson was nice enough to send us some white tennis balls. So we made it feel very traditional. But this year, obviously, it'll be very special because it'll be the last day of our outdoor tennis courts as they'll be taken down the next day and completely renovated for next year for play.
Wow. So you're renovating the old ones. Are you putting in new courts too, you said?
We are. There are currently 7 outdoor tennis courts here at the Mark. We're going to be replacing all 7 of those with state-of-the-art post-tension concrete slabs.
Wow.
So there won't be any cracking. Said to the nice folks who've been nice enough to give us a grant, those courts will crack long after we're all dust and gone. So we're really excited about the fact that we're going to do this. We're going to take this time, do this once, and that'll really bring that facility right back online with the indoor facility. So we'll have basically 11 championship tennis courts that all play pretty much identically. So we're really excited to get that going. And then we're going to attach the 4 pickleball courts to the sides of 2 of the banks of the tennis courts.
Love it. So. I'll let the secret out. This is our secret this week. I have a Billie Jean King wooden tennis racket from the mid-70s that
nice.
I used in high school. I still have it, and I don't know why.
No, that's okay. That's actually, I do have to tell you, I mean, again, they do come around. I've, obviously, being a tennis pro now for 23 years, I have a pretty strong collection of wooden rackets and early graphite, high-modular graphite rackets, and actually, I hang them in our office, so if you'd like to take your Billie Jean King out and bring it down here to the Mark. We'll give it a place of honor here in the tennis office.
I'll dust it off. That's why I've kept it for so long. Somebody needs to have that.
Somebody.
Well, I appreciate it. Hopefully we will have the largest pickleball team in the nation. Let's shoot for that. Everybody comes
will.
To Park City for pickleball. That'll be the new summer
That'll
thing.
Be our new summer tourism drive.
Okay, thank you. There'll be a postcard in it.
My pleasure. Take care.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. Oh, now we get it. Now
there's,
I get it. So
there's no pickles involved, though.
No, there's no pickles involved. Maybe afterward you could go out and have a big cheeseburger and put your pickles on it.
Yes.
You got a whole new team.
I tell you what, for the first pickleball tournament, I will sell pickles on a stick.
Yay! Because it's better on a stick.
Because it's better on a stick.
Okay. I'm sure we've got guests stacked up out there, just like at the airport. They're circling in.
They're circling.
So we are going to thank our underwriters. We'll be right back.
Stay
and we'll
tuned.
Talk about the car show, too.
Oh,
there's
yeah, we
stuff.
Got cars.
The first annual locally grown community market will be held on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Center Street in Oakley, Utah. The market will feature fresh produce, local artists, crafters, and jewelers. We will also have free kids' activities, live music, and great food. Take a ride to the other side and come visit us. The locally grown community market is a nonprofit organization.
Mark your calendars for Park Silly Sunday Fun Days.
Awesome vendors, an expanded farmers market, kids activities, beer garden, and live music.
Performance art, local produce, along with nonprofit awareness.
From 10 until 5, located on Park City's historic Main Street.
For more information, visit our website at ParkSillySundayMarket.com.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest.
The Park Silly Sunday Market is a nonprofit organization.
They're right. So much fun. And let's just throw this out there. The Silly Market, they take a break for the Arts Festival weekend.
As they should, because this is going to be a fun festival for the arts. And we have Robin and
Christy. And Christy.
Yes.
There you go. We got it.
Come on.
Step right up
say
to
hi
the plate there. Say hello
to
good
our
morning.
Fun Friday fansters.
Good morning.
Okay,
we come equipped with fun facts.
Oh, do you really?
That's right on.
We do.
Awesome.
That's
so
exciting.
How long has the Arts Festival been in existence?
This is going to be the 44th year, if you can believe it.
I
no.
Can. 44 years.
Exactly. And since you like numbers,
yes.
It also brings over $14 million into the economy. I heard you saying we take over the whole town. It may feel like that, but we certainly support the town with all of the merchants and the hotel rooms and the restaurants and
yes.
The recreation and the ticket sales for the performances.
Right. And that's how it takes over the whole town, because it definitely brings a lot of business in. And I think the hotels, restaurants, like try to find a room. So
yeah.
Thanks for doing that. It fills
it's
in.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's great it's that great. Main Street's packed and everything, but it kind of is nice to share. So if you need to get a room, you better call.
You better call. I think Friday is really tight this year and trying to find a room, because it's still locals night for our regular supporters, and then those hours are 5 to 9 on Friday, and then Saturday it's 9 to 6 and 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6.
That's great. Okay, so Friday still is. That was my question. I didn't know. It's like I think they still
times.
Do it. Do we know if they still have locals? So if you're a
Summit County
resident, come in on Friday.
That's
and that
right.
Again is from 5 until 9.
Right. We want to show
okay.
The love, because everybody's
yeah.
So good to put up with this. But it also, in return, raises money for us to be free at the Kimball Arts Center, so we can bring the programs that we bring all year and the exhibits that we bring, like the Lego show and the Chihuly exhibit.
Yeah, Legos.
So we really
the
appreciate
Legos.
The support, but we also do want to say thank you very much for helping us. And it's a great community partnership, and that's why it is one of the wonderful reasons to live here.
Oh, yeah. But it's a shiny star from summer. Summer's shining star.
Shiny star.
Yeah.
Oh, Christy, isn't that a nice spot?
It
so
is.
Tell some fun
selling
facts.
Joy. That's what Robin says we do.
Yeah, okay. Selling joy.
Selling joy. Nice.
What about volunteers, Christy? You got that's the most fun.
Do we need volunteers?
We still need a few volunteers, but we have almost all of our volunteers here.
Awesome.
400, and we had an appreciation
400?
Party. Yeah, we had an appreciation party last night. And
how'd that go?
It was great. I mean, they're so amazing, and they're excited, and they volunteer their time, and it's a great weekend to volunteer in Park City. But we're very indebted to them, because
awesome.
Without them, we could not pull it off, for sure.
We say that every day here at KPCW. So thanks, volunteers. We know how important that they are.
But they get great merch this year.
They do. They get a gift certificate for a massage.
Nice.
They get, you know, food while they're working from Fresh Market. We have coupons from Tanger Outlets. We have Skull Candy t-shirts, so lots of good stuff.
Right,
wow.
And the massage is not from the Kimball staff. It's from great professionals. It's from me to massage.
Actually, that's it. The actual staff doesn't have to
full-time. You know, we're hardworking, but we have to draw the line somewhere.
We do. Another thing we have this year, which we haven't had in the past, is merchandise. We have some t-shirts that were designed just from the festival and some hats. So that'll be in the membership booth. And I think the other thing, we have some live demonstrations going on. The Utah Museum of Contemporary Art is going to have their truck up at the top of Main Street. They're going to have a fun exhibit going on. We're going to have a chalk art demonstration on Saturday.
I love chalk art. I love it. It's underappreciated. Let's bring that back to life,
definitely.
Too. Great. So where are they going to do that?
That's at the top of Main Street.
Okay.
In that parking lot there. And we're also going to have Soul Poles, which is a local company. They're going to be doing a demonstration on Sunday.
Okay.
As well,
okay.
And we have live ceramic demonstrations going on at the Kimball as well.
And yoga fast at Sky Lodge with Lululemon Athletica. Every morning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 9 a.m., you can go to the roof of the Sky Lodge and do yoga with your closest friends. And you'll be overlooking the whole festival. And also, there's a Friday night screening with Sundance at Town Lift. So we've done that before at the Town Lift.
I didn't want to tell anybody about that, because I just...
You wanted the best seats.
Yeah, there you go. No, don't tell anybody about... So talk about this movie, because I think everybody on the planet who has ever listened to any song in the world should go see it.
Wow, from a DJ's perspective, that's strong testimonial. Yeah. Muscle Shoals is the movie that premiered at Sundance this year. And then Terry Orr is bringing in Muscle Shoals with Darlene Love for Sunday night.
Yes, and that, I'm going to push that one too. If you can't get the lawn, you know, if you're just going to go for lawn seats, that's great. If you can't get the tickets, because it is the only show where these two movies from Sundance are playing. It's not like they're touring around the nation. They're here only in Park City. So I can say that only on KPCW.
There you go.
You have got to go is all I'm saying. It is an amazing weekend.
It is. And then the most fun of all is the moose, which Christy and her family kindly donated back from the Moose on the Loose campaign. So you want to talk about
our draw to the membership booth this year and for our opportunity drawing is this moose is the first prize. It's a large life-size sculpture.
And are these the moose we see around town?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And this one can be customized for you by Maria Zielinska, who's an artist represented by Coda Gallery. So you can choose a theme and she'll paint it for you.
Wow.
And so that's first prize. And second prize.
A custom moose.
Custom moose.
Yep. And second prize are two season passes from Deer Valley that were generously donated by Deer Valley Resort. So that's a great prize as well. And those are festival memberships, which can be purchased anytime from now through August 4th, either at the Kimball or online or in the membership booth. And one of our young artists painted a backsplash so that you can take your picture with the moose in front of this huge canvas, which is 20 feet by 8 feet. And she's painting that as we speak. I hope.
I hope. And she lies in bed going, I'll be there. I'm on my way.
No, she's an amazing artist.
It's great.
Kate
that is fabulous fun. So how many members do you sign up this weekend? Is the big membership this weekend?
This is the big membership drive. We're hoping for about 250.
Okay. Did we do that about last year?
We did about 210 last year.
Okay, so 250 seems reasonable.
40 more people, that's easy.
Oh, sure, when there's a moose involved. A custom moose.
It's your own personal moose.
And how many vendors? A couple hundred are there?
We have over 200 artists. Okay. And then there's more with the people who serve food and things like that. So
Plus the food people.
And then it's also a great family weekend. Our kids area has a lot of free things going on and then also some things that you could pay for. And we have totem poles, a scavenger hunt, a ceramic projects. So it's fun for the whole family.
Free face painting.
Yes.
That's always a big one.
Yeah. You see them run around all happy and they got stuff on their face. It's the greatest thing. It's like getting dirty and going, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. It was sanctioned by mom.
Great. How many people show up this weekend throughout the 3 days on an average guess? Because I don't know if there's any. Is there any way to keep track of it?
We actually do a independent study with Lighthouse Research so we can understand the economic impact. So we do know. And last year it was 57,000 people over 3 days. We want to beat that this year to get to 60,000. But if you think about the magnitude of that, because Sundance brings in 60,000 over 10 days, and we're bringing in
just
almost
in 3 days.
I detect a little challenge, Sundance.
Dun, dun, dun.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Oh,
dear.
60,000 in 3 days. And I don't think 400 volunteers is enough now that you throw those numbers out.
But a lot of them do multiple shifts. There's 670 shifts.
670 shifts. Wow.
We say that here a lot on KPCW, too.
That's a lot of time.
That's great fun. So if you still want to be a part of it, you can. So you are taking a few more volunteers?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Our website, KimballArtCenter.org/volunteer. You can choose whatever shift is available,
there
or you
go.
Can call me directly, 649-8882.
Okay.
The other thing that we should mention is the great food. The Taste of Art, a lot of restaurants are offering some great deals to festival goers. And then we also have a Utah artisan tasting at the top of Main Street. So some of our local pop art and some chocolates and things like that will have tasting. And
yummy.
Yeah.
So it's a great weekend. Yeah. I was just saying, I got to stop eating. No, I can't. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week, September.
I will slow that down. It is great fun. And for those who are just coming in for the day, how much is a ticket to get in?
It is $10 for a wristband. And that wristband is good for the whole weekend.
Oh, there you go.
Kids under five are free. Okay. And then students and kids are $5.
Yes.
But everything is available on our website. If you go to KimballArtCenter.org, you can click the festival brochure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find that one artist that you love, you can even look up their booth number and you can see, are they coming back? Do they get in this year? Because it is a juried festival, so it does not mean just because they were here last year that they will be here this year.
You've got to earn your way in. How many people submit applications?
Oh, a thousand. So it's really a tough.
Does it take all year to go through it all?
Not all year. We have a great.
It's like you can start the day after. On Monday, we're taking new applications, and
we take applications again in November. So we do want to let people know that.
great fun. I think it's great fun. If you're coming up and you're in Park City, take the bus. Take the bus. We'll
or
talk
walk,
details.
Or bike.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be great fun. So let's shoot for a new world's record. I'm all about the shooting for new world's record.
There you go.
Yeah, let's get those pickleball people.
I'm telling
in
you. And okay. Now we got the challenge of getting 250 new people to sign up for the Kimball Arts. So that's our challenge here on Fun Friday. I'm sure all of our fansters will do it. We've got 83 fansters here.
Yay!
So.
Excellent. That'll cover your difference.
There you go. Okay. And everybody that comes to Fun Friday gets a fun fact, and you had mentioned chocolate. So did you know that studies show that eating chocolate can improve your math skills?
Really?
Apparently, it's on the internet. It is fact number 1723.
Except for 9 a.m. on a Friday. If that were true, we'd all be wizards.
That's why I keep making chocolate cake for our guests and fans. So we'll see.
Maybe it's the sugar that makes you want to read a book or something. What's
something
the
to
deal?
Do with chocolate and math.
Okay, chocolate and math. I'm there.
I'll take
Thanks
it.
Thanks for coming
helps.
In. Have
there
a great go. Festival.
Thank you so
right.
much.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Hello, this is Eric Clark, General Manager at Zermatt Resort and Spa. Proud supporters of KPCW, the Spa at Zermatt offers services inspired by the classical European spa experience, including body treatments, facials, nail services, and massage. Open daily at Zermatt Resort in Midway, 435-709-9596 or zermattresort.com.
Hi, this is Goose. All Seasons Adventures is a proud supporter of programming on KPCW. Once again this summer, we will be rafting, hiking, mountain biking, fly fishing, and more. We can be reached at 435-649-9619 or www.allseasonsadventures.com.
Okay, so that's
Moving
next week.
Right along.
I know, I can't believe it's already next week.
It's already next week. That's just August.
I know, people were talking about
Where
the gallery
July
stroll.
Go?
And I was like, gallery stroll? No, that would be today. You know
yes.
what that means? The month is gone.
It is gone.
So the gallery stroll tonight, and I just couldn't believe it. No, it can't be. That's not till the end of the month. Here it is. So go.
So go.
Main Street, 6 o'clock? 6-ish?
6 o'clock, yep. And they stroll all the great galleries before the arts festival. Get a little taste of some art. Get your art
like
culture
sampling.
Going.
A little sampling.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that they got the Mocha come in with an exhibit. That sounds kind of fun. And chalk art, like you mentioned. You see those
Love
chalk
it.
Artists like in New York where they'd make the 3D drawings on the ground in chalk?
Yeah.
So it looks like stairs going down or like just like things popping out of the ground. I wonder if they'll have
Love
any
it.
Of those. Artists.
Love it.
Chalk
it was
art.
Great to get the big chunky chalk when the kids were little and draw on the sidewalk, and they were my excuse. I don't know if they dug it, but I did.
Yes.
So.
That's mom.
Yeah,
mom
it was
enjoyment.
A mom thing. They were like, yeah, whatever. Like, oh, yeah, I'm into it. So, also, something else I'm into is the cars.
The cars.
Classic Sports Car Show is tomorrow. It's the Austin Healey and Jaguar Club. So it's the Classic Sports Car Show. It's Saturday. It's on Lower Main Street. They've got gorgeous cars. If you appreciate the cars, it's fabulous fun. They're from 10 until 2, and that's Lower Main, the Austin Healey and Jaguar Clubs put this together. And that's where I'm going to be, no doubt about that. That'll be Saturday. And I need to get some rest, so when Sunday rolls around, I can get to the Silly Market at 10 a.m.
Yes, you
10
can.
10 a.m., is that a good time to show
that's
up at
right.
10 o'clock?
That's right, and we start off the day with Zumba.
It is Zumba.
Yes.
Zumba, Zumba.
Okay. I haven't
yep.
done that. Maybe I should try it.
There
Maybe
you
instead
go.
Of eating less,
you know
I should exercise more.
Our Sunday morning classes are great. They're free, and we either have Zumba or yoga,
okay.
and it's a lot of fun.
All righty. Does it switch off every other week?
It
or does.
Does
it just kind
it
of,
does.
Okay.
Pretty random.
Ah,
you know, it could
random.
Be yoga, and okay. then it could go Zumba, Zumba, Zumba.
So does... I like
Depends
it.
Depends on whether you're in for the dancing or the the downward-facing dogs.
Yeah,
does the arts
really
festival kind of fall in the middle of your season? Is this kind of like halfway?
Yes, it's our break.
Yes.
Take a
yes.
little...
You made
yes.
it. And you got,
I know, it's so fun. Honey.
It is good fun. So each week there's different vendors, and
oh, yeah.
each week there's different musicians.
For the Silly Market, we're unique every week, and... We strive to give opportunities to everybody. So we try really not to say no, that you can't sell something other than category situations.
Right.
So we have X amount of jewelers and stuff like that. But this Sunday's great. We have Mud Puddle playing. We've got...
Great band.
Yeah.
They're all
great.
Great
band. And the Community Summit Solar will be there. So...
Oh,
we're excited to have
nice.
Them and talk about the programs and our initiatives on no plastic bags and no plastic bottles have been doing well.
Great.
It's definitely a transition for the visitors, for sure. You know, we just got them used to doing the recycling. Now we're like, don't step into the venue with plastic bottles. And they're like, what? So that's
been
really
interesting.
Has that
been going
really well? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been a learning experience for everybody on our end, you know, on teaching wise and on their end of actually learning why and how and what is Park City doing? Oh, my gosh. And it's kind of cool.
It's kind of fabulous.
Cool. It is. It's great really fun. Fabulous. And okay. Today I have Dana here from the Waldorf.
Oh. Hey, welcome.
How are things at the Waldorf?
Things are going well. We're having a really busy summer. Park City's definitely keeping us busy. This weekend, we're going to have a chef presentation.
Yes.
So definitely it's going to be fun. They're going to be serving our roasted tomato gazpacho. It's one of our favorites on our summer menus.
Cold
that
tomato
one rings
and cucumber
a bell.
Soup.
That's going to be nice and cool
we have about
on a hot summer day.
2,000 samples, so
there you
come
go.
On down.
Come on down.
Ride your bike.
That's a lot.
And take the bus. Ride your bike. And
go to yoga
exercise,
and then do shots
eat.
Of soup
exercise.
Afterwards. There you go.
Get your
yummy
Sunday morning Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And some soup.
Yeah.
And some gazpacho.
Okay. And some gazpacho.
And that's at the bottom of Main? So we'll find you at the bottom of Main Street? Like, or should I say Lower Main? It's, what's the official word?
Lower Main? Depends on who you're talking to, but let's just go with Main Street Main Stage.
Okay.
Main Street
1
Main
o'clock.
Okay. Let's
down
do
by
that.
9th.
There
ninth
you go.
Street. Just off,
you can
just
ninth,
off of 9th.
There you go. I mean, you're, obviously, people are up and down on Main Street.
Yeah.
And there's plenty to do and plenty to see. And the
you know,
farmer's market is right up here.
Yep. The farmer's market is at the post office.
Okay.
And the traffic has been really great this year. We're seeing a lot more traffic on Upper Main Street just because the attendance has been, you know, a lot more people.
Really?
So we're really, really excited. Of course, I would love to start a rickshaw business.
Ooh, great idea.
Silly rickshaw business. I would love to do that.
And why not?
Well, I don't know, you know.
I mean, we got enough bikers
maybe
here.
We should,
and
maybe
you can
we should
get
propose
one on eBay.
It.
Yes.
I'm sure
I
you can get that.
I was looking at them and they have ones that pedal and ones that pedal with electric, so it
for
wouldn't
uphill.
Be so bad uphill, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it would be really fun.
I wonder if you'd have
it
to
out
charge.
There. Maybe it, for someone from the city's hearing me right now.
Do the rickshaw business. I mean, if you were like you a go. Rickshaw cab driver, would you charge by the pound to get up uphill?
Oh.
Like, you have somebody that, well, I don't know if I could take you up there.
Yikes.
It'd be hard.
I work on that. I like the
idea.
So do you have some sort of panel that figures out how many people are here each week?
Yeah. We actually have clickers at our entrances. So at 7th. 9th and our bike path. So,
okay.
And the people at Cole Sport, which do the bike, you know, free bike valet, they click. So,
on an average Sunday,
we're doing about 12,000. It's, you know,
that's huge.
Counting.
So, on day one years ago, did you ever think, you know, someday when we do 12,000, we're going to need rickshaws?
Yeah, no. And, you know, the rickshaws idea would be to drive traffic on Upper Main Street, or maybe there's possibilities in the future to program Wasatch Brew Pub, which would be really fun too. So, we are doing some great, great changes for the Tour of Utah. We're changing, of course, our whole market
and when,
to the top of Main
is that?
Street. It is August 11th.
Oh, that's still July.
It's coming up.
But
yeah,
it is
it's August 11th. It's coming up. It's like changing your living room. We're putting the couch at the Upper Main Street area.
Oh, okay.
You're feng shuiing the
But it's really fun
market.
To see Main Street in different ways,
sure.
You know, and setups. And it's really cool to just come and see the Tour of Utah and the Silly Market collaborate.
All in one.
It's such a great collaboration.
Silly Tour.
It really is. It is. It's a lot of fun.
And then no one's in the way. You can do it all. You can do it all.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, but it's possible.
Yeah.
We'll all need a nap. Okay.
Are you? Does your chef teach us how to make gazpacho?
I'm not sure that he'll be teaching, but if you love it enough, he's going to be passing out recipe cards.
I think that's teaching enough.
Yeah,
I'm sure I can read it.
Okay,
recipe,
there you go.
Figure it out.
All right. Yeah, he'll just leave one ingredient out. It's like, oh, his is better.
It's so much
it's better. I followed the recipe, but why is his better? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm not giving away all my secrets.
No, not
no.
all.
I love Chef Clemente. He's unbelievable. And I've said it before on radio, his croissants in the morning are fabulous.
Ooh.
Really great.
So light and flaky and buttery.
They are so good. Oh,
Okay, then.
Yeah, they are. You know what? Next time we'll have to bring some in for these guys.
Definitely.
For sure. And just recently I spent my anniversary there at the Waldorf, and we had a fabulous champagne tasting by the Vouv Company.
Tasting?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
I think I've got an anniversary coming up.
But you know, the Waldorf does really great events. They just did a great Cayman Island tasting through the Red and the Food and Wine
Classic
event.
Yeah.
And they also did the Waldorf tasting, right?
Yep, they had the Taste of Waldorf going on during the Food and Wine class.
So what was that about, like the Taste of Waldorf? Was it all different Waldorf property type things? Or?
Well, they set it up in our new meeting space there, and they just did different small dishes with wine pairings, and it was a really successful event. So it's a good time. Mm-hmm.
And they made some new, really great changes to the meeting space there. They have a new room called Frostwood, and it's a fabulous, you know, Dana, you want to talk about that. It's a great room.
Yeah, definitely.
Parties.
Parties.
It's a great room for parties. That's where we had the Taste of Waldorf. It can fit about 50 people in there. They kind of renovated the dining room to be a smaller dining room and then this bigger space.
Event space.
Event space. And then we have this huge outdoor pavilion, which is can fit up to 200, 300 people. We have weddings out there, big receptions, dinners.
Seems to be a big year for weddings around here.
Definitely.
That's wedding season.
But KPCW specifically, lots of DJs decided they wanted to get married. So
really?
Hopefully some of them have stopped by.
Did not know that.
Ooh, what DJs? Hold it here. What's
Let's dish
on
the DJs.
Yeah, but congratulations to all of them who got married this year. So.
All right, your fun fact for today, number 1722. Singing exercises your lungs, heart, and releases endorphins, making you feel good.
Oh, I love to feel good. Let me just go ahead and belt one out.
And on that note, we will honor some underwriters and be right back.
You'll be on the main stage. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dr. David Monday at Park City Urology, a part of the Intermountain Specialty Clinic. Did you know that one-third of all adults aged 30 to 70 experience loss of urinary control, but more than two-thirds never seek treatment? Park City Urology treats urinary incontinence through medications, minimally invasive outpatient procedures, and exercise regimens. If you have struggled with urinary incontinence, we at Park City Urology can help. 435-658-7470 or parkcityurology.org. The Intermountain Park City Specialty Clinic is a nonprofit organization.
Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks fame headlines the July 30th St. Regis Big Stars Bright Night Show at Deer Valley Resort. This inaugural stop on Natalie Maines' solo tour features the singer's own brand of alternative rock. An award-winning local singer-songwriter Mary Beth Maziarz opens the show. For tickets, call the Fearlessly Fun staff at 655-3114. Brought to you by the Park City Performing Arts Foundation, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
As we clip right along, so welcome back to Fun Friday. So we will be talking about the Summit County Fair, and I also want to get in the fact that the Wasatch County Fair starts on Saturday. They've got a demolition derby. Tickets are already sold out, so you can join the fun on Monday. There are the 4-H exhibits, and we're going to get a little chit-chat about 4-H and everything that they do. There's Party in the Park. So Monday at Wasatch County Fair is the Party in the Park. They've got a whole lot of things going on. It's at the Southfields Park, so if you're heading down into Heber on 40, it turns into Main Street, then you turn right at 100 South, and then you'll see it on the left. So the county fair is going there. It'll be a whole lot of fun. The Heber Farmers Market and Concerts in the Park is always Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, so that is Thursday.
So next Thursday, put it on your calendar. What's
going on? So the Farmers Market starts at 4, and then the concert always starts at 6:30. While you're out there, the Homestead has their Saturday night concerts, and the concert starts at 7, so they've got acoustic blues, tomorrow, and it's a whole lot of fun. So Wasatch County Fair also, if you're on that side.
Yes.
And you can go
Both. We have a punch card
fairs
that allows you to go to all of them.
You don't have to go to one or the other, so you can pop down, you can kind of compare the two.
Ooh.
And I wanted to sneak this in also, Heber Valley Railroad is having a wizard train all week. A wizard train, like wizards with
wizards
and wands
and some kind
and
of
hats and stuff. Wizard train.
Wonder how many Harry Potters will be riding the train.
Yeah, get your Harry Potter
you
on
get your
and
Harry
go take
Potter
a train
count
ride.
On the train
I just
ride.
Think it's a fun thing for the family to do, and when you can get dressed up in costume, that's a good party.
Yeah, and it's a train ride through the Heber.
Yeah, train ride through the Heber Valley.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
So that's the
if
wizard's
you haven't
train.
So far, and the wizard train is the way to go.
So since it's the season for the county fair, we want to welcome back Travis. Hello, welcome back.
Hey. Welcome,
hello,
Travis.
There's a whole group of people here.
You brought friends.
That's all right.
Nice. Friends.
We are packing them in. So Summit County Fair, has it started?
You know, tomorrow we start with the open horse show, and that's why I brought my friend Kara Neuenschwander here to help kind of explain what's going on with the horse show tomorrow.
Yes. So open, does that mean open to the public, or is it some sort of event that the horses do?
It is open to anybody who would like to exhibit. There are open shows that are open for everybody, and then there are also sometimes they will have breed shows for certain breeds of horses. And so this just means that anybody who would like to come and show their horse are welcome to come. So it's not just exclusive to Summit County. It's for anybody who would like to come.
Okay. Big horses. Aren't there more horse owners in Utah than all the other states per capita? There's some crazy statistic there.
It sure looks like it.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is for this weekend. How's that?
There you go. Absolutely.
Great. Okay. So the big fair opens tomorrow?
So that's just the horse show, and then the big fair opens next week at the Demolition Derby, which tickets are still on sale for right now. They're selling out fast, but
they are.
There's still a
few
left.
How do you get tickets?
SummitCountyFair.org.
That's
click
easy
on the
enough.
Tickets link.
Okay. So if you've still got, I don't know, I know people are attracted. They love the Demolition Derby.
Yep.
So.
They can also get them at the Kimball Library, the library down in the Richens Building, and out at the County Courthouse in Colville as well.
So if you happen to be at the courthouse for no reason at all.
Just no reason whatsoever. Just popping by and visiting the courthouse.
Really,
pick
I'm
up your
here.
County Fair.
I'm just here for tickets.
Exactly. Hopefully.
Okay.
Ticks.
Well, that's okay. We'll take it all. It'll be great big fun. How many days is this event? I mean, the whole fair.
The whole fair.
The whole fair. About 10
days?
With the horse show, 12 days. So.
That's
12
a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on, for
sure.
Okay.
So is this open? Is this something the public would want to go and view?
They're certainly welcome to come and view it. It's probably, unless somebody is showing their horse, it might be something that they would, there's a lot of downtime in between classes.
Okay.
And so unlike some of the other events that they have at the county fair that are really exciting, you know, the Demolition Derby, you can't beat excitement of that. So it's primarily for the people who are coming to show their horse. But certainly we would welcome anybody who would like to come, and we would have lots of people there to give information and teach them things too.
Okay, because I'm thinking kids, you know, kids love horses, and maybe if they have one and want to know more about that or what to do. Okay.
Speaking of kids, I've brought Sterling Banks with me. He
you're
is
just
in charge
a big
of the,
kid.
A big kid here, absolutely. He is doing the junior livestock sale at the county fair this year. He's done it for years. So.
Oh, okay. Junior livestock sale. Tell us about that.
Basically what that comprises of is 4-H and FFA, Summit County youth in the county that raise, market lambs, steers, and hogs, and they'll spend anywhere from 6 months to a year taking care of these projects, and then they bring them to the county fair where they're judged, and then on Saturday, August 10th at 1 o'clock, we'll have a livestock sale after they've been judged, where businesses and donors will come and purchase the animals for personal use or just helping the kids out with a boosted price.
Okay, and these kids are 4-H kids.
4-H and
what
FFA.
Is 4-H?
Talk more about
4-H. I have no
4-H.
Clue. I grew up in downtown Chicago. I have no clue what the 4-H is.
4-H is a youth organization. It's a nationwide organization that the youth from 3rd grade through 12th grade can be involved, and there's a variety of projects that the kids can participate in. I work with the horse and the livestock portion of it, but there's quite an array of different type projects that kids can be involved with. The Swanner Eco Center has a 4-H agent there, and so we have 4-H programs offered there at the Swanner Center.
What are the 4-H's?
Head, health, hearts, and hands.
There you go.
There you go.
I think I maybe knew two of them.
That's my new fun Friday fact.
There you go. A lot of kids in Summit County are in 4-H?
Yeah, we have about 800 kids through the county that's involved. With the Junior Livestock Program, we have about 275 to 300 kids.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Oh.
So you've got game. These kids are way into it.
Yep.
Okay.
And what do they judge the animals on? Or?
They judge them on the type. There's two different categories. There's a showmanship category where the kids basically, you know, when they work with their animals at home, they come to the fair, and then they're judged on how they present the animal to the judge. The following day on Friday, they're judged on confirmation, which consists on the type of animal. There's a certain ideal type of animal that judges look for. So the animals are judged then, and then that's kind of how they're placed in their sale order for Saturday.
Nice.
I think it's a great family event.
Absolutely. And we're always looking for Summit County residents to come out and support the kids and
most definitely,
you know, participate in the auction and sale.
Right. Now, your event is Friday, Saturday?
Correct.
So, okay.
It starts this
evening. Do you have something during the week that you also do with horses, or is that the opening is those 2 days for you?
For the open horse show, it's just Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
For the children who are participating in 4-H in the horse program, they are having their show on Monday night, I believe.
Okay, so there's a lot of things going on. Yes, we already talked about the pie thing. So what else you got going on for a county fair? So if I've got the family and I'm heading out one day, and what will I expect?
Oh, what can you expect? You can expect all sorts of fun, free family fun.
There you go.
And you can expect live entertainment, vendors, artisans,
county
food.
Fair stuff.
Food, county fair stuff. Lots of fun. You can check out the exhibitions from the 4-H groups. There's home arts from blacksmithing to quilting to crocheting. So all sorts of.
And are these during the day? Is it evening and day?
During the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Day stuff.
Yep. So we're encouraging August 8th, 9th, and 10th to come out and check out all the open booths and exhibits.
Okay. I think that'll be good, clean fun, too.
And in addition to the booths, there will be the livestock exhibit, small animals all the way up to large animals that the public are welcome to walk through the tents and the barns and look at the different animals.
Kids would love that.
Absolutely. It's a fun for people to bring the, you know, family out.
And to appreciate and show support for all the people who are involved. So
exactly.
The kids in 4-H and those, you know, the families that the 4-H kids are. So there's a lot of support, too. So if you go out there, you'll have a lot of fun. But know that you're supporting your community and what they're doing, you know, makes a difference. It's kids in a club giving something to do that they can enjoy.
Yes. And learn about.
Fun.
So your fun Friday facts. I found some horse facts
all
for
right.
you.
Let's hear it.
Nice.
There are 75 million horses in the world. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm sure there's one born every minute. But then we've got also 7.1 million Americans are involved in the industry as horse owners, service providers, employees, and volunteers. 3.6 million and 4.3 million of those participating in showing recreation, respectively.
Millions.
So there you go.
Maybe
millions.
Half of them
join
can
the
show
millions.
Up. And if half of the millions showed up, that's a pretty good day for you.
Well, 941,000 people. Participate in racing, professional or volunteer capacity, and 1.9 million people own horses.
There you go.
There you go. Fun Friday facts for you.
Nice. How many horses do you own?
We have seven.
No,
we have seven horses. And so we would certainly encourage anybody, if they have not registered, to come. We have open registration 2 hours before the show, so starting at 4 p.m. tonight and 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Bring your horse, come show, sign up, and do whatever you can. We'll take lots of pictures.
Is there a fee for that, or to sign up?
It is $5 per class to show, with a maximum of $30 per family. So if you have multiple children and many children who would like to show, the maximum amount is $30 for your family. So it's absolutely reasonable.
As many horses as possible for 30?
Yep.
Like 30
if
bucks?
You've got six or seven.
Nice.
You can't beat that price.
You cannot beat.
That's a lot of work. So I'm sure having a horse is a lot of work. So to have seven is impressive. But I don't think, can you just have one?
It's kind of like potato chips.
It's like a dog and a potato chip.
Exactly.
You can't just have one. All right. So, go ahead.
Kara, where's the location of your horse show?
The location is at the Oakley Arena in Oakley, Utah.
Can't miss it.
Go check it out.
Yeah. Jump
Bring
on
your horse.
80 and go.
Jump on 80 and go.
You can't miss it. It's out there. It sounds like a whole lot of fun. So the dates of the fair as a whole.
August 3rd through 10th.
August 3rd through the 10th. And you can go online to get information
at summitcountyfair.org. Also check your mailboxes. Every Summit County resident will be getting a schedule on a postcard. So that should be coming in your mailbox in the next day or two. Here,
great. So you'll sleep in September?
Yep.
Okay. It'll be great. All right. So we appreciate everybody with 4-H and the horses and everything that you've got going on. And you'll be back next week?
Absolutely.
Okay,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Definitely.
All
thanks
sorts
for coming
of fun.
In.
I like the fair.
Have fun today. Are you going to the Crash Up Derby?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you know if there's still tickets available for that?
That's the one. That one there is.
A few tickets available, but it does sell out every year. So yes. Encourage people to get them while they last.
And that's Saturday night. So.
Okay, we'll do it. Great. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Athletes from around the world are training for the 22nd Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. Join us at Utah Olympic Park for a celebration of the road to Sochi on Saturday, July 27th from noon to 4. Get a taste of Russian food and culture, plus free kids' activities and live music. Shop for official Sochi Olympic souvenirs and support your favorite local athletes. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing sport and recreation opportunities.
Boy, there's more sport and recreation opportunities in town. And as I said, if you are bored this weekend, you were not paying attention. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And also, I like the county fairs.
We're going. There's no question.
And
we're
definitely
going to find out
what
kind of food. There's
got
to be food on a stick, which is the enticing for
you
there.
It's a time to discover.
Otherwise, we'll just
new.
Bring our own sticks and we'll just put
and
everything
just
on
stick
it.
Stick it right on there. Okay. Like I don't think those are the
like
long
a shish kebab.
Ones. Shish kebab yep. ones. Those we'll really get, long ones for marshmallows.
We'll see the most
skewer.
The most skewer of array of county fair food.
I'm going to have to upgrade to a skewer.
I'm going to have to go on a diet before going to this thing.
Oh, it's too late. I just might as well eat for the next 2 weeks and then slow down.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm just, but it's good, clean fun.
It is.
How do you go to an event and not participate in a glass of wine or a beer and have some food and there's a concert and then there's the movies outside? How do you not participate?
And
you can't just
if
sit
you're,
there and say
you're
no.
living over here and you've never been to a county fair, you got to go. I mean, you just, it's one of those things, put it on the bucket list and check it off.
Yeah. Put it on a skewer.
And then, of course, you can put it on a skewer.
Maybe they'll, that's the fancy version for the big events. So Friends of Wasatch Mountain State Park have a bunch of July hikes. And since there's one more Saturday in July, they have another one. And what they're going to do is cruise through Willow Creek Trail and Daniels. You know Daniels Canyon? You go
yes.
way up there. Mm-hmm. So they've got a hike going on. You meet at 9 o'clock. And if you go to kpcw.org, there's the Wasatch Mountain State Park, and you can just link right through it. So they've got some hikes going on. So if you want to take the family out for a hike tomorrow morning, it's
totally.
Up in Daniels. When was the last time you've been to Daniels Canyon up there?
And it's not that
See?
Far away.
It's not that far.
What, a half an hour maybe?
Let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say.
Not,
I don't think it's that far.
It's
but, you jump in, you go for a ride. They said that there are a lot of golden eagles are around there now. So if you want to go take your binoculars and check out the eagles and go on a hike with Friends of the Wasatch Mountain State Park. There you go.
Hiking friends.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be fun. Now that I have binoculars, I'm going to use them.
Did you get binoculars?
I got binoculars.
When did you get binoculars?
Thanks, Dad. He's like, Harry, you want some binoculars? Why? Yes, I do.
Was Dad cleaning out the, was Lefty cleaning out the garage? And,
I don't even remember what we were looking at. Maybe some stars or something. And so we're sitting out there. It's like, oh, take them home. Okay.
There you go.
I will. Thanks. So a few other things going on before we jump into our crazy criminals.
And I still got to tell you the worst royal gift.
Yet. Yeah, let's do that. I want to throw this out there. You're invited to join the National Ability Center for Archery in the movie Brave. It's August 16th, so it's coming up.
Brave,
it's not
the new cartoon with the really crazy redhead
so
chick.
So the National Ability Center says, hey, come on out and help it. So we got that.
Crazy hair.
Oh, we talked about movie in the park. Well, there is a... Oh.
What's the movie in the park?
Okay, let's get this in there really quick because we laughed about this and now it's actually here. Basin Recreation on Saturday, July 27th. Have fun storming the castle. It's the Princess Bride.
It's Princess Bride. Oh, yes. There are so many great lines in that.
That's the only
it's
one I know.
It's inconceivable that they
That's
are actually playing this film.
Okay, it's tomorrow, and there's going to be a barbecue, and let's see, Princess was, it says August 10th, but then it says tomorrow.
Okay. Well, they can always go to the Basin Rec and find out
specifically. Oh, I see what's going on.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, Saturday the 27th is E.T.
Oh.
Another family favorite.
Another good one. Bring
there
your Reese's Pieces.
Princess Bride is on the 10th. So I don't want anybody calling saying you're wrong. I admit it. I was wrong.
You figured it out.
We
caught ourselves in our Fun Friday fact checking.
So tomorrow is E.T. Who doesn't love that movie?
E.T. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
I haven't.
Drew Barrymore when she was just a little girl. And,
yeah. So that was great big fun.
Steven
I've seen
Spielberg's
that
great film.
I remember seeing Princess Bride, but I'll go to those.
You don't.
So there movie any movie outside.
Any outdoor activity involving movie and blankets and picnic type things.
Yep, Evita, is that the Egyptian?
We must go see this.
Oh, it's
great
a
music.
Big production.
It's and
I think we can say big production.
And Amber, really took a unique directorial
She took on quite the challenge.
Well, she brought in live footage of actual Eva Peron footage.
Amazing.
So it's interacted into
Amazing.
The film, and the Egyptian themselves just got all of their video presentation. We used it during the Follies this
nice.
Year, and it's amazing.
It's a nice enhancement.
It enhances it, you know, because so many people are now into the visual medium, and if you can use it into
multitasking visually, so
using all sorts of art forms.
ParkCityShows.com.
Or just go over and knock on the box office. Amber would love
to
see
there.
You there.
She'll be hanging out. She'll wave at you. So all right, so
George of the Royals. He is Prince George,
Prince George
Louis. Prince, yep.
Okay.
Prince George.
So what are the bizarre things?
The worst one I found was barf bags. Apparently they created barf bags for the prince, for the honor of the Prince George royal birth.
That's a new low.
They're royal birth barf bags. I can't believe this. And then I saw one, their little potty training potties that have the little picture of the royal. But the best one that I found is a Corolla Pizza in Glasgow, Scotland is selling the cheesiest royal baby tribute, a pizza featuring Prince George and the parents William and Kate. So they actually take this picture that is, you know, the royal picture. One of the first one that was taken with the baby, and now they are putting it on a pizza. It takes about 90 minutes for him to make the portrait out of cheese and puts it on top of a pizza. I found that incredibly interesting.
That is incredibly interesting.
Yes, but I'm sure other crazy royal
souvenirs
worth.
Congratulations to the parents.
They were estimating $380 million will be brought into the economy.
That's amazing.
$95 million
in
booze sales
alone. I'm sure it costs that much to raise a royal baby, so we're going to break even here.
we're gonna break even, but
okay.
So here we go. Let's pick out our criminals. There's some interesting ones this week. Mark Falk, who was accused as a naked intruder, called 911 on himself. All right. Mark Falk, 21, accused of breaking into a home wearing a towel, and then told the owners of the home that he was in trouble and that he needed police help. And so they let him in to use the phone. He started calling 911, and then he got frustrated with the operators on the 911. So somehow he dropped the towel and grabbed a knife and threatened the family. But of course, 911 was already on the way, so he got arrested by his own phone call. I'm sure the drugs were involved, but he was booked on indecent exposure and other counts, and he's spending time in Chesapeake Jail. Not smart. All right, next one, Joseph Michael Brannan. He's a fake firefighter, started admitting to that he started a blaze himself so that he could fight the fire. Apparently, this fire enthusiast.
Fire hero?
He went on eBay and he bought all this old fire gear. Okay, so he wanted to become
a
fireman.
Like a hat and a jacket and
stuff? Yeah, and they busted him from his Facebook post where he said he was part of the, East Hernando. Firefighting department. Hillsborough County Fire Rescue.
That's just wrong.
And so he imitated that he would be a firefighter. He shows up, and of course, the real firefighters did not let him anywhere close to this fire. And now he is being held with second degree arson and a $3,000 bond to get him out of jail. And even his gear was past prime, so he didn't actually. He was not smart, again, making our stupid criminal list. And Justin Moss, stealing a Bay Area transit bus. This guy decided his own getaway. He stole a bus. He was in Oakdale, California, saw the bus was parked, so he drove it. He got 100 miles away, but of course, those buses, in case you were thinking that they might be fun for a joyride, they're GPS equipped, and so they were able to figure it out right away, and then they threw down some spikes, and nobody on the bus was injured. I don't think there was anybody on the bus. It was actually parked, and then he drove it a whole 100 miles.
And it's not like you're not going to see a bus.
Yeah, it's not like you're
Where's
randomly driving. the bus.
Have you seen Big Blue? And this guy's flying by, and people are going, stop,
right.
Stop.
Or, you know, it's a transit bus. Maybe people are trying to get on. I don't know if he was making the stops or what. And
that's
obviously
even funnier.
Blowing through the stops.
Stole a bus. No one will notice.
I wonder if he made, like, some kind of route, like, when he decided he wanted to make his own transit route.
To the beach.
To the beach.
To Park City, because there's fun.
There is.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Thanks for listening. You've made it through another fun Friday show. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors, All Seasons Adventures, Park Silly Sunday Market, Zermatt Resort and Spa, The Homestead Resort, Albion Financial, San Francisco Design, Prudential Real Estate, and of course you can sell your stuff on the Classified Show tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 a.m. You've been listening to KPCW Park City, only in Park City, only on KPCW.
That's right. That's where you'll find Fun Friday. All right. We'll be chatting next week. Thank you. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery. For 30 years, we know what grows. ParkCityNursery.com. VaultHomeLoans.com. Purchase and refinance mortgages. Conventional FHA and VA. 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.